This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family. And that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children. And women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extend. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com. We will take calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. Jonathan does have a radio program on the Ugly Truth Radio Network. And one of the things that he says, and it's a quote, the rising of the oppressed against their oppressor is like the rising of the sun at dawn, a light reminding the darkness it cannot last, unquote. I like that.
Well, I wrote that quote, I think, a year and a half ago, and I took it from a poem I was writing, and it was actually inspired by Hezbollah. And going back to what we spoke about before, we do as we normally do on this program and talk about a thousand things at once. You would ask me if Hezbollah was a creation of the Mossad, or if Israel had any hand in creating it, and I absolutely denied it, emphatically denied it, because it's not true. And I think it's important for people to know that Hezbollah is a grassroots organization in every definition of the word. Hezbollah is a community. Hezbollah is the roots of South Lebanon. It is made up of farmers and workers and sheikhs and students and doctors and the poor. And this tiny little resistance movement, just with its steadfastness and its undaunted faith in the Almighty, defeated arguably the third or fourth most powerful army in the world and exposed the Zionist regime as nothing but paper tiger. And when you think about Lebanon, it was occupied for 22 years barbarically by Israel, with a prison system in Khiam, a place in South Lebanon, that will go down in history as arguably the most malevolent prison system known to man. And, of course, the civil war began several years earlier with so many car bombings and assassinations. But yet, on May 25th, 2000, Hezbollah ended the occupation of South Lebanon, driving the Israelis out. They were such monolithic cowards that they left in the middle of the night. They didn't even announce it to the media because they had been humiliated so bad. So I feel that if Hezbollah can do it, then anyone can do it. And I think, sister, just to conclude that point, the reason why I think that there are lies out there that the Mossad created Hezbollah, again, despite the fact that it's completely baseless, is because what international Zionism wants is they want people to believe that they cannot resist, that they cannot rise, that they cannot emanate any kind of light that can eventually extinguish the darkness. They want people to believe that the world is covered in this shroud of Judaic darkness and it will never emerge from it. So they take people like Hezbollah or Dr. Ahmadinejad in Iran or Comandante Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, or any of the leaders throughout history who have resisted this cabal, and they smear them as agents of Zionism or agents of the empire. So people will get it in their head that, oh my God, the empire is everything. Even the people that I thought were resisting were actually creations of them. So if that's the case, then I guess there's no point. So we have to destroy, and I mean that word, we have to destroy, we have to utterly annihilate these lies against the persons throughout history who have resisted, and we have to exalt them, because they are not only points of inspiration for us, but they are our examples, so we can replicate them and achieve what we all want, which is victory over this cabal, and ultimately liberation from their clutches.
Okay. And you don't think that the Mossad has attempted to infiltrate this organization and other organizations, such as the Truth Movement here in this country? Do you feel
I absolutely believe that they have, but I feel that they have failed. In fact, it is a matter of fact and a matter of history that every attempt that the Mossad has attempted to get into Hezbollah, they have in fact failed. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, the Secretary General of Hezbollah, who gave his son, for the record and for those out there who do not know, his son, Hadi Nasrallah, died fighting the Israeli occupation, unlike, say, the cowardly pieces of trash that run this country on behalf of international Zionism, who would never send their children into the wars that they carry out for Israel. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah's son was martyred fighting the Israeli occupation. Sayyid Nasrallah made a statement in a speech several years ago in which he said that the U.S. and Israel have routinely approached our mujahideen, and they have offered them money and glory and women and all kinds of other advantages, and they have rejected it because of their faith. And because of this faith, because of this ideology, our mujahideen cannot be easily swayed and will not be swayed at all. So they have tried to penetrate Hezbollah, but because it is such an intricate organization and such a clandestine organization in which really nobody in the world other than Hezbollah itself, as well as the leaderships in Iran and Syria, have any idea about its inner workings, they have failed. There was an instance 5 years ago, or give or take, where the CIA had infiltrated a very low-level wing of the party, a political wing of the party. Hezbollah found out about it immediately. They expelled the two members that were uncovered spying for the CIA out of the party, and the wing that they were working for, which was a social wing in the community, which explains why the CIA was able to get in, they shut the wing down, and there has been no other infiltration attempt since then, which again is a testament to Hezbollah's intelligence network and the close and how the organization is so close-knit that it has really become impregnable. But in regards to the Truth Movement, yes, absolutely. There's no doubt that the Mossad, that the ADL, that the SPLC, the FBI, the CIA, MI6, MI5, have all attempted to infiltrate these organizations and to divide us and to deter us from what we're doing. And that's why I think it's very, very important for us to always remain vigilant and keep our eyes open for any kind of shady characters. And if they are not, in fact, working for the enemy, then we have to confront them about it, and we'll have to determine whether they're telling the truth or not. But there's no doubt, sister, that there is all kinds of infiltration, and I think that it's even at a higher level today than it was, say, 5 or even 10 years ago because of the level of awakening that we're seeing all over the world.
Oh, I agree with you completely. And more people are waking up to the Jewish threat, and so they are trying to join with the others who feel the same way. And I believe that that this minority is getting a little bit concerned about all of the revelations that are coming forth about them.
I agree, and I think that we can see that today with what happened in Syria, in which after what happened to Iraq and the annihilation of Iraq, which in my opinion is the greatest crime of the 20th and 21st century. Of the last 100 years, I don't think that we can compare anything to what was done to Iraq. After that, and the amount of blame that was heaped on international Zionism and especially the Jewish organizations in America, how they drove the war, how they egged the war on, and the publishing of the Transparent Cabal, as well as the publishing of the Israel Lobby by Walt and Mearsheimer. These books exposed in graphic, even gory detail of how involved the Zionist lobby was. This time with Syria, even though we all knew that this was yet another Israel wipe out one of Israel's fiercest enemies, they backed off this time.
Indeed. Okay, let's talk about Syria when we come back. We'll be back in about 3 minutes with our guest today, Jonathan Azaziah.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy 3. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com. He has a radio program on the Ugly Truth Radio Network. That website is theuglytruth.wordpress.com. Okay, so let's talk about Syria. If it had been probably 15 years ago, I think the U.S. military would have gone in already. But I think the amount of awareness of people all over the world and what they know and what they suspect about the Israelis being behind this is preventing this attack.
certainly,
what are your views?
I think that's definitely part of it, and that's what I was getting at before the music kicked in as we went to break, that for the first time, I think, in, I would say, 20-some-odd years since George Bush Sr. clashed with the Israeli terrorist Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir over the issue of settlements, and Bush actually cut the loan guarantees for several months before, of course, kowtowing and breaking and giving in and allowing it to start up again. But he did cut it off for several months. We saw the Israeli lobby take a major defeat. And they were so shook up, I think, by the awareness that if you read the statements of Abe Foxman in the Jewish Daily Forward, as well as Tablet Magazine, where he said that we are attempting to keep it discreet because persons blamed the Jews for things that they didn't commit over a decade ago, which clearly was a reference to Iraq. And the Zionist organizations that have played such a dominant role in organizing war as well as spying on Americans who are awake about Zionism, they were very scared because they knew that the jig was up in regards to Syria. People saw that the Obama regime was very skeptical about getting involved in war in Syria. Martin Dempsey, the highest-ranking military officer in this country, he composed an analysis that said in no uncertain terms that we're not even sure that the rebels can guarantee our interests and that we should not militarily intervene there. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's this chemical weapons attack. And clearly this was an Israeli false flag as well as it was assisted by Saudi Arabia. And they attempted to pressure Obama into bombing Syria and eliminating this resistance axis. What we have to remember is that in April, with the last chemical weapons fiasco, it was the Israeli entity that told the Obama administration that Syria had used chems. And we know that 5 days... Sorry?
Right. I mean, who's going to believe Israeli intelligence?
Exactly. I mean, this is the most deceptive intelligence agency on the face of the earth. And even the intelligence for the attack on August 21st, it also came from Israel. And it just so happened that this attack occurred 5 days after Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon tells Martin Dempsey that the axis of evil, meaning Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah, cannot be allowed to win in Syria. And I think the critical analysis, sister, that is missing from everything mentioned about Syria, and it has only been mentioned as far as I know by us over at The Ugly Truth, as well as the brilliant editor-in-chief of Al-Akhbar in Lebanon, Ibrahim Al-Amin, have talked about the deterrence capacity of the resistance axis in Russia. This is what made the U.S. blink and understand that they cannot carry out this war for Israel. Because unlike Iraq, which was weakened after 13 years of AIPAC sanctions, unlike Libya, whose military was not where it should be, because Gaddafi was spending his money on counter-hegemonic projects all over the African continent instead of bolstering his military, a clear mistake, they know that Iraq and Libya were weak targets. Syria is not a weak, helpless target. Syria can respond. Hezbollah can respond. Iran was ready to invade militarily, and Ayatollah Sayyid Khamenei told the Sultan of Oman in a meeting in the lead-up to this confrontation that if the Americans attack Syria, they will lose their energy and gas, which was a blatant reference to Iran shutting down the Strait of Hormuz. And on top of that, Russia moved a dozen of its warships into the Mediterranean, another very, very clear message telling the Israelis and the Americans, do not mess around because we will respond. So you had two separate, but nevertheless simultaneous phenomena, global phenomena. You had Syria and its allies in Iran, Hezbollah, and Russia standing up and saying, no, we will not allow you to attack us. And if you do, we will teach you a lesson that you will never forget. And global public opinion, including in the West, which is remarkable because the Western population Christians are normally so brain dead thanks to the Zionist media, but the global population spoke out overwhelmingly against the war. So Obama had no choice, despite what his AIPAC masters were telling him, but to back down. He did not want the U.S. military to take a conclusive defeat at the hands of Syria and its friends. However, because Obama is such an egomaniac, he did not want his quote-unquote legacy to be hurt by getting involved in another Middle East conflict like his predecessor did.
Okay, but he is he is a puppet of the AIPAC. I mean, he's always worked for them. Yes,
absolutely.
Okay, we do have some callers lined up. Why don't we take a call right before we go to the break? Let's take William in Wisconsin. William, welcome.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Hey, Deanna, how you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm not bad. Oh, I'm going to be in your area in the next month or so, and we're doing energy audits. And I was wondering if you wanted us to, like, check your insulation and your siding and your windows.
that's a little bit off topic. Why don't you email me? Did you have a question for our guest?
Oh, we can do energy audits over there too.
Do you have a question for our guest today, Jonathan Azaziah, about Syria?
Energy is the problem.
Pardon me?
Energy is the problem.
Well, I think there's more of a problem than just energy. But did you have a question, William? A relevant question?
I thought that was relevant, energy.
Okay. Energy is relevant, but did you have a question for our guest? No?
I'm sorry. I just thought everybody needs an energy audit.
Okay. Thank you, William. All right, let's take Paul in New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi. You're not going to try and sell me something, are you?
No. But, you know, Diane Feinstein might not consider you a journalist.
Do I really care?
Well, she now has made herself queen of who is and who is not a journalist. You know, she, of course, in her all-knowing Mossad wisdom. I just want to make two points, just about the demonization of Assad. For one, the British, you know, so many others come out demonizing, he's the dictator, he's a tyrant. We should remember he was an eye doctor, educated in Britain. And notice how the British, you know, will allow the son of a dictator, you know, Hafez al-Assad, into their country to educate him, take the money, and have no qualms about it. And years later, now he's the devil on earth. You see what I mean? It's they just for that alone. So the money is more important than any ethics with the British. But secondly, also remember,
Paul, we do have a break. Stay on over the break, and we'll be right back in about 4 minutes.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
All righty, we are back. I was talking, I thought, oh, nobody's, the music's not going off. It was because I had myself muted. Okay, this is Deanna. Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com. He does a radio program on the Ugly Truth Radio Network, and that website is theuglytruth.wordpress.com. And we did have Paul in New Jersey on the phone. Paul, okay, ask your question.
Well, just one more comment. I just want to remind you and your listeners that Syria had helped America during its eternal war on terror by allowing the CIA flying in suspects into Syria for interrogation. And I remember that was in the news a while ago. So, you know, all of a sudden they'll turn on Syria in a second whenever the Israelis say so. And I think the humiliation in southern Lebanon in 2006, I think it was, really opened up a can of Israeli desire for vengeance, because they have a temperament of just always wanting and revisiting old historic vengeance, and they'll use the American military in a second to fight their wars for them, as, you know, Ambassador Oren admitted.
Indeed. Jonathan, what are your thoughts about what Paul has said?
First to address what Brother Paul had brought up about Bashar al-Assad being educated in the UK, on top of that, his wife, Asma, is also a British citizen. And this shows you how bloodthirsty that all of these persons in the West that are on the payroll of international Zionism, how brutal they are and how inhumane that they are. That one minute they're having dinner, like John Kerry and his wife had dinner with Bashar al-Assad and his wife Asma just a couple of years ago. Assad was being hailed as a reformer by all of these various countries in the West. And his people, on top of that, love him, as opinion polls show. One in Qatar shows at least 56% of the Syrian people support him. And NATO's own data says at least 70% of the Syrian people support him. Despite all of these things, the moment that their paymasters said, listen, it's time for you to go after Syria, everything went out the window and down the Orwellian memory hole, as if they weren't having dinner with him and consulting him diplomatically not too long ago. And I absolutely agree with Brother Paul about the 2006 July War. What we are seeing today is an extension of that humiliation and denigration of the Israeli entity 7 years ago. Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah are like one body. Iran is the mind, Hezbollah is the soul, and Syria is the heart. And Syria and Iran helped Hezbollah during 2006, and we see Hezbollah and Iran helping Syria today. And that is why Moshe Yalon made those comments. And also, like Brother Paul brought up, Michael Oren, he said that the bad guys supported by Iran, we have always wanted them to lose far more than the bad guys not supported by Iran. So this absolutely has to do with them being humiliated in May of 2000 with the liberation of South Lebanon, in July and August of 2006, in which Hezbollah delivered another military defeat. And also, if we also have to look at Shimon Peres's comments from Sunday, in which he said that Syria is being punished because it did not make peace with Israel. This goes back to Bashar's father, Hafez al-Assad, who was also beloved by the Syrian people despite a lot of his cold, calculating, and even ruthless behavior. They saw him as a very strong leader and a man who defended Syria's sovereignty. Hafez never broke in negotiations when America came to Damascus. And because of that, because he refused to give up an inch of land of the Golan and always vowed to regain it, we see that the Israelis are launching this war today because they have been unable to put Syria under their control.
Yeah. One last comment, if I may, is just what we're also seeing is an inversion of who should be the natural Western allies. You know, if you think of Iraq and Iran, they were, Iraq and Syria, they're both pluralistic, modern, high standard of living, good nations to live under, stable. Before the United States and the Zionist agenda just brings in a complete national wrecking crew and turns it into a slaughterhouse. And that's, I find this disgusting and a disgrace. And luckily, I think a lot of people in the West are starting to wake up because of alternative media that Dianne Feinstein would not approve of. And on that note, have a good day.
You too, Paul. Thank you so much. And indeed, Paul talked about the high standard of living, which you also saw in Iraq and Libya and now Syria, and that is just not what they want. They go in and they destroy the middle class, and it's the same old pattern over and over and over.
Yes, and what's so heartbreaking is that Syria, again, unbeknownst to a lot of people in the world, Syria was actually fourth safest country on the face of the planet. You could leave your doors open at night. There was relatively no crime whatsoever. And I know critics of the Syrian state would bring up the fact that Syria was a mukhabarat state, or mukhabarat.
Did I lose you?
Syria, for having heavy security, considering the threats against it from Israel and the U.S. So this country had heavy tourism. Many persons from the West visited because of its historic nature, especially in relation to Christianity. It's a civilizational place. Syria has a society over 10,000 years old, and just its raw beauty and the hospitality of its people. And now, from being the fourth safest country in the world, Syria is arguably the most dangerous country in the world. And I pray that everyone who has been a part of the war on Syria, I pray, sister, that they all rot, you know, for eternity.
Indeed. And look at all the countries that they have destroyed. And we're not talking just about the Middle East. I mean, talking about Southeast Asia with Vietnam, Thailand, all of those countries. They've gone in and waged warfare, economic warfare, and we see that the CIA has a hand in this, and I think probably that they also have a hand in Syria, and I believe that they're probably the ones that are promoting or backing the rebels and whatnot. They're the ones that are creating the chaos, which they've always done.
Without a doubt. I mean, the CIA has been arming the rebels, and this has been even reported by the Sulzberger-owned New York Times. They've been arming the rebels from the jump. In fact, we can go back even to 6 or 7 years ago, in which the neocons in the State Department, as well as their little Israeli intelligence operation known as the Office of Special Plans, run by Abram Shulsky, Douglas Feist, Paul Wolfowitz, and that supremacist gang, they were funding at least $6 million for the Syrian opposition, helping them set up TV stations in France, as well as London, as well as Doha in Qatar. So these rebel forces have been backed by the CIA, by the Mossad, by MI6, and by the intelligence services in the Gulf for almost a decade. And in all honesty, this goes back all the way to 1976. When the CIA, Israel, and Saddam Hussein, who was on the West side at the time, Muslim Brotherhood against Bashar's father, Hafez, and that insurgency was crushed finally in Hama, southern Syria, February 1982. We are seeing the exact same scenario play out today with death squads armed and financed by foreign powers at the top, Israel and the U.S., in an attempt to overthrow this steadfast, resistant, and independent state. And I think, sister, considering it has not happened as of yet, because Syria has stood up to the onslaught over the last 2.5 years, I believe, and I've said this on numerous programs in the last several months, Syria has won already. It is only a matter of time now before the U.S. and the allies in the Gulf, and of course Israel at the top, their rebels to lay down there, because they know at this particular point in time, they cannot win in Syria.
Okay, now you mentioned the death squads and their participation in butchering the Iraqis. And who ran those death squads?
Well, the death were run in Iraq. Robert Ford had a hand in that, the former U.S. ambassador to Syria, as well as John Negroponte, and of course the Office of Special Plans run by Shulsky, Feist, Pearl, and Wolfowitz. They also were funneling information to them. And then there is also the little-known group, which I personally believe, although I don't have any evidence to back it up as of yet, P2OG. I guess we'll be
okay.
Right back.
Okay, we'll be right back in about 3 minutes.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com. His radio program is over at the Ugly Truth Radio Network. Their website is theuglytruth.wordpress.com. A question from a caller, Jim in New Jersey, wants to know, what is Hezbollah's stance in respect to Christians?
Well, Hezbollah's stance regarding Christianity is one of the utmost respect. Hezbollah is not only involved in Syria defending their supply lines to its weaponry that is used, obviously, to fight the usurping Zionist regime and any of its expansionist plots in the region, but they are also deployed in numerous villages on the Lebanese border where there are Christians to protect them from the Wahhabi, Salafi, Takfiri fanatics that are being armed by the CIA and the Mossad. In fact, Hezbollah's closest ally, excluding the Amal movement, which is also a Shia Islamic movement, is the Free Patriotic Movement of General Michel Laon, which is a Maronite or Christian movement. Hezbollah's position regarding Christianity is one that is fully in line with the teachings of Islam, and that is that the Christians are people of the book, and that they are to be respected, that they are to be cherished, and they are to be protected under any circumstances. And in fact, if you go to YouTube or Live Leak, You can put in Sayyid, that's S-A-Y-Y-E-D or S-A-Y-Y-I-D. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, that's N-A-S-R-A-L-L-A-H. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, Jesus Christ. And you will listen to a very beautiful and very powerful sermon that Sayyid Nasrallah delivered about Jesus. So Hezbollah's position on Christianity is one that could be summed up in one word, and that is beautiful.
Okay. You mentioned before that Saddam Hussein was on the side of the West at one point. I think, according to what Boothane and Nevlin, another guest that I have on a regular basis, who is an Iraqi who lived there, was there during the bombing, said that that is just absolutely not true, that that is what the Israelis have drummed up because they want to discredit him. And that is one of the best ways of doing that is by saying that he was a CIA asset, when in fact he rejected the West's request that that they take, that the oil companies here in this country have special concessions in Iraq. And he said no way.
Well, I would have to respectfully disagree with the brother. I don't think that it can be denied that Saddam, maybe in the last few years of his life, stood up to the New World Order, but to completely ignore almost 30 years of history and his working relationship with the CIA is just not only erroneous, but dishonest. Saddam came to power along with the wing of the Iraqi Ba'ath Party in February of 1963, when the Mossad and the UK and the CIA assassinated General Abdel Karim Qasem, who freed Iraq from the tyranny of the British and the Israeli-backed monarchy in the July 14th revolution of 1958. Saddam was one of the trigger men, along with several of his lieutenants, that were used by the CIA and the Mossad to get into the presidential palace in Baghdad. And on top of that, we cannot forget that Iraq invaded Iran on behalf of the United States, Israel, and the monarchies in the Gulf, who deeply feared the rise of the Shia Muslim ideology that was in Iran and used in the revolution. Saddam invaded Iran as a proxy for the West and Israel to crush the Islamic Revolution, and he used chemical weapons against the Iranian people that were provided to him by the United States. These are facts of history that simply cannot be wiped out. I do believe that Saddam realized his folly, and I do believe that he understood what he had done was not in the interests of Iraq, and that he had made a mistake being used as a proxy, and he woke up towards the end, and that's why ultimately he was eliminated. But to simply write off his history is to me, at
least. But who created that history? In fact, Boothane, I see Boothane has just called in. Why don't we take her call? Boothane, welcome.
Hi, Diana. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. God bless you. Jonathan, I will not discuss the Saddam issue with you, but I want you to tell me what you think about the famous speech that Mr. Abtahi, Muhammad Ali Abtahi, Ayatollah Muhammad Ali Abtahi said in 2004, when he said in, I think, one of the Gulf states, without the Iranian help, Kabul and Baghdad will not be able to be invaded or will not be invaded by the American. We helped the American, and now they want to, they want to discredit that. Another thing, what do you think about this book, Treacherous Alliance, The Secret Dealings of Israel, Iran, and the United States by Dr. Tirita Parsi, who is Iranian? And what do you think of the book, The Saddam Tapes, The Inner Workings of a Tyrant's Regime, 1978 to 2001, when edited by Kevin M. Woods, and the Institute, and it's written by David B. Palacki and Mark E. Stout of the Johns Hopkins University. What do you think about the massacres that General Abdel Karim Qasim has launched on the people of Mosul and the Christian people and the Turkmen in Iraq in the 50s?
What do you think
of General Qasim killing the legitimate Iraqi King Faisal II?
Okay, Husseina, let Jonathan answer some of those questions. We're running out of time.
Thank you.
First of all, I don't believe that King Faisal had any legitimacy whatsoever. King Faisal was installed by the British, and he made a secret deal with usurping Zionist regime to protect his rule over Iraq. And Iraq was suffering unspeakably under his rule, and Abdul Karim Qasim.
That's not what my grandfather and the other Iraqi, they loved him too much. I'm sorry, really, but he was very much loved by Iraqis.
Oh, I'm sorry, sister, but my grandfather and my grandfather's friends and family rose up against that rule and were massacred because of it by the British.
Why
during the great
Abdul Karim Qasim kill the Christian and the people of Mosul and the Turks?
That's absolutely erroneous.
It's a famous massacre in which the communists were shouting "Maku mu'amar asir wal ihbal mawjuda," which means nobody can defy us because we can lynch them on the with a rope. They put the ropes on the light post and lynch everybody. I don't think. I mean, you can go and see how much Abdul Karim Qasim and his atrocity in Iraq was. I mean, it's everywhere.
Okay, Jonathan, your comments. We've got about a minute. We should have you two on together. It might be quite exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be a rather fiery.
What do you think when Ayatollah Khomeini, the first time he did a speech in Iran, he said, "We shall export the revolution to Iraq and let's go and fight the infidels, Ba'athists in Iraq"?
Okay, Jonathan, your comment.
My statement regarding General Abdul Karim Qasim is that he overthrew an illegitimate imperialist Zionist installed monarchy, and that is why his government was targeted by the UK, the CIA, and Israel, and it culminated in his brutal murder and overthrow in February of 1963. And regarding Sayyid Khomeini wanting to export the Iranian revolution throughout the Gulf, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, and it's a shame that it wasn't exported, because now to this day, the people of the Gulf live under tyranny, backed by the West and Israel.
All righty. We have run out of time. Thank you so very much, Jonathan, for being on the program today. And listeners, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you to the callers who called in. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, Jonathan. Bye-bye, listeners.